Alabama's seat on the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta has been vacant for 2 years. Earlier this month, President Barack Obama nominated federal judge Abdul Kalan to the position. With the death of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, the fight over federal judicial appointments grows more intense. Ashley Cleek reports.
Several prominent lawyers, judges, and U.S. Representative Terry Sewell held a press conference on Saturday in downtown Birmingham in support of Judge Abdul Kalan's nomination to the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Sewell, who is a lawyer and has worked with Judge Kalan, said that his nomination will fill a vacancy in the court and a void in diversity among federal judges. There are only two African-American federal judges in Alabama.
In confirming Kalan, we not only strengthen the bench, but we also reaffirm the importance of judicial diversity. The selection of this nation's federal judges should not be a partisan issue.
Federal judges are nominated by the president and then confirmed or rejected at a Senate hearing. Following Kalan's nomination by President Obama, Senators Jeff Sessions and Richard Shelby released a joint statement opposing the choice. Kalan is currently a judge on the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Alabama. Both Shelby and Sessions supported his nomination to that seat back in 2009. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals serves Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. According to the Administrative Office of the U.S. Courts, the court's case backlog is considered a, quote, judicial emergency. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Cleek.